news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05 FM Talk 106.5. The countdown to Thanksgiving continues on this Tuesday, heading for high in the 60s. Right now, 56. We'll get Dr. Bill's forecast right after Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, just got a report a pedestrian struck a Grand Bay River Road south of Pascagoula. Mobile Police Department wrapping up an accident at Dolphin Island Parkway between Marina Drive North and Marina Drive South at Government in Houston. They've also got a car that's broke down right off of Nevius and Waverly Road. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas and Lights at Valleygrath Gardens and Home, with new enhancements and music on the great lawn and over 3 million Christmas lights. Find out more at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for a few showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Why does Hardee's make biscuits from scratch? That's like asking why clowns scare people. Because it's what we were born to do, and because it makes them delicious. We were also born to let you choose from our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or Frisco breakfast sandwich, and mix and match any two of these for only $4. That's right, as newborns, we came up with this two-for-$4 mix and match idea and started making delicious biscuits from scratch. Talk about proud parents.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary, tax not included.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
And two, I'd like to know, what did I just say there about the, hell, I went mind blank on myself.
Yeah, that's probably the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, what were we just talking about before that?
You see, your stupid minds, stupid.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Wet start to your Tuesday, and this is going to hang on throughout the day. We'll get more details from Dr. Bill coming up at about 6:35. And also coming up this morning, Quinn Hilliard joins us, and we're turning up your voice as always at 343-0106. First, though, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Sean. And Dalton, good morning. I can't wait to share with you my Thanksgiving shopping experience yesterday.
Oh, good.
Lots of new friends.
Well, because we talked about people are overthinking this. They go, okay, there's going to be a crowd of people on Wednesday, so I should go Tuesday. Uh-huh. We did that story about Tuesday. So people that were smart, they said, okay, well, everybody's going to go Tuesday. I'm going to go Wednesday. I mean, I'm going to go Monday. So everybody went Monday.
I thought perhaps the Super Bowl was being played as to how many people were parked in the parking lot and were jockeying for position.
Let me get those cranberries.
mine. We'll talk about that in your Thanksgiving news. But let's get you started with some very serious news, as we now know the name of the man who died outside of a Mobile watering hole. Mobile police confirmed 38-year-old Caleb Hopkins is the man identified who died just outside of Boo Radley's early Friday morning. If you're not familiar with that location, it's located at 276 Dolphin Street. Police responded to a report of an assault just before 3 a.m. Friday morning. Police say Hopkins was punched in the face, fell backwards, which then caused serious head injuries. They found him in the street when they arrived. He was taken to a local hospital where he later died as a result of his injuries. Police have not charged anyone as of yet with Hopkins' death. The investigation remains ongoing. An inmate at the Elmore Correctional Facility in Elmore County stabbed to death on Sunday. The Alabama Department of Corrections has identify the victim as 39-year-old James Lewis Kennedy. That stabbing happened during a 9 a.m. altercation. Prison officials say that they have identified 29-year-old Patrick Dean Smith as a suspect. They say the circumstances which led to the stabbing, that remains under investigation. As for the victim, James Lewis Kennedy, he was serving a life sentence for 2004 first-degree burglary and attempted murder conviction in Henry County. As for Smith, he is serving a life sentence for a 2012 second-degree assault conviction from right here in Mobile County. Smith will be charged with murder. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. Remember, all the shows you hear, all the live local product you hear, 40 hours a week at FM Talk 106.5, available in podcast form. Just go to FMTalk1065.com and click the link for podcast.
Announcing Robert Stell Power Equipment's 4th annual Black Friday sale featuring Husqvarna. Visit Robert Stell Power Equipment for their Black Friday sale November 23rd from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. to see Husqvarna's full line of lawn and garden equipment, like Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower. The auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. The auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, making it the ultimate Christmas gift for any busy homeowner. Plus, take 20% off fleet deals on select Husqvarna commercial equipment. All handheld equipment will be 10% off, and Robert Stell Power Equipment will have select clearance items throughout the store. Check off everything on your list for the landscaper in your life and get the lowest prices of the year on Husqvarna products during Robert Stell Power Equipment's Black Friday sale. Husqvarna, ready when you are at Robert Stell Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or visit them online at robertstellpower.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Things are about to get more spirited in Baldwin County. Last night, the Spanish Fort City Council approved an ordinance for an entertainment district inside its new container park. So far, 4 venues have been approved to sell alcohol.
We didn't limit the size of the cups or things. So,
City Councilman J.R. Smith, the change will have to be approved by the state ABC board. The container park expected to open the first week of December. Authorities are looking for a person of interest in the beating death of a Fort Walton Beach woman. The victim is identified as 47-year-old Michelle Lemo. Her body was discovered by her roommate inside their trailer home on Union Street Sunday. Authorities want to question her boyfriend, 46-year-old Jared Skiles. They're also trying to locate Lemo's vehicle, a 2009 gray Honda Accord. Ford wants to get rid of that new car smell, at least in one part of the world. A senior director of J.D. Power tells the Detroit Free Press that some consumers in China don't like it. The car company filed a patent application for an odor removal process, which involves keeping the car in the sun to bake away the smell. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Dr. Hansen and the healthcare professionals at Baldwin Dental Center, Highway 98 in Daphne, remind drivers to obey traffic signs, the signs of life. With all the rushing preparing for the holidays, it's more important than ever to be aware of the other driver. Pace your driving to the weather. Slippery roads demand more caution. Always keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and never drink or text while driving. This message from Dr. Hansen and the healthcare professionals of Baldwin Dental Center, Highway 98 in Daphne, with a very special thank you and best wishes for happy holidays and a happy new year.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Auburn.
Give to Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Alabama.
Auburn pins its ears back. And he's dropped.
The annual Iron Bowl plays out from Tuscaloosa.
Setup steps back to throw on first down. He'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man, Schwartz.
Coverage begins at 11:30 a.m. Saturday on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Monday Night Football, two of the top teams in the league, the Los Angeles Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs, met in Los Angeles, and the game was an instant classic. The Rams ended up winning the offensive shootout 54-51 in a game that wound up being the highest scoring game in Monday Night Football history. Chiefs are the first team in NFL history to score 50 or more points and lose the game. The 105 combined points was the third highest total ever for an NFL game. And Rams tight end and former South Alabama Jaguar Gerald Everett was the unlikely hero. Everett scored the Rams' final two touchdowns, with all three of his catches coming in the fourth quarter. Here's Everett's final touchdown, the game winner, with a minute and 50 to play.
Goff on first down. Everett in stride! Wow! Touchdown, Rams!
Before last night, Everett had only three fourth-quarter catches in his first 26 career games. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes became the first player to throw six touchdown passes in a Monday night game. He threw for 478 yards, topping L.A.'s Jared Goff, who threw for 413. Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill topped all receivers with 215 yards and hauled in two touchdowns, becoming the first Kansas City player with a 200-yard receiving game since 1990. The winning coach, Sean McVay, said that it was the most competitive game he's been a part of.
It was one of the most, you know, competitive games I've been a part of since I've been coaching in this league. You know, you talk about back and forth and a lot of points, but, you know, a lot of it was a representation. A couple defensive touchdowns for us. They had a defensive touchdown. So I thought it was really just a competitive game with a lot of high-caliber football in all three phases.
The Rams are now 10-1, tied with the Saints for the best record in the league. Saints are one game back because they had a bye already. Saints are 9-1. Chiefs' record drops to 9-2. The Auburn basketball team is in Hawaii for the Maui Invitational this week. And yesterday, the Tigers tipped off the tournament against Xavier and won 88-79 in overtime. The backcourt came up huge for the 8th-ranked Tigers, with Bryce Brown putting up 26 points and Jared Harper adding 25. Tonight, Auburn will have their biggest test of this young season when they face the first-ranked Duke Blue Devils. Duke smashed San Diego State 90-64 in their first-round game in Maui. R.J. Barrett led Duke with 20 points, Cam Reddish added 16, and Zion Williamson scored 13 with 6 rebounds. The number 8-ranked Tigers and number 1-ranked Blue Devils tip off at 7 p.m. tonight, and the game will air on ESPN. On the other side of the tourney bracket in Maui, Arizona beat Iowa State 71-66, and number 3 Gonzaga beat Illinois 84-78. Arizona and Gonzaga will play tonight after the Auburn and Duke game. The South Alabama Jaguars basketball team hosted Southeast Missouri State last night, and the Jags came away with the win 79-58. Roderick Sykes led the team with 30 points and knocked down 6 three-pointers. The Jags have a big one on Friday night when they head to Texas A&M to take on the Aggies. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
If you're looking for any excuse to kiss your old mattress goodbye, here's one. Huge savings on a new Serta. For a limited time, you can save on more than just a mattress designed to cool and cradle you in ways you never thought possible. You can experience comfort the way it was always meant to be. Hurry in today and find your match made in comfort heaven. Not just sorta comfortable, Serta comfortable.
This Black Friday, save up to $900 on Serta iComfort sets. Visit SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta comfort today at Good Morning Mattress in Bailey's TV and Mattress and Mobile.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for a few showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The best tool roadshow truck is eastbound and down and coming to town to Gulf Coast Tools in Foley. Don't miss this one-day-only event from 8 till noon, Thursday morning, November 29th. Best Tool is an industry leader in quality power tools. Check out the showcase and demonstration of Best Tool's newest, most innovative tools. Pick up some cool swag, grab some delicious eats, and enter to win a big green egg. It's the Best Tool Roadshow November 29th at Gulf Coast Tools in Foley. Best Tool precision unmatched.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
football in the South. Tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans.
This is Tommy English.
Yes, sir.
You registered in the Ultimate Tailgate prize package at Bay Leaves TV?
Yes, sir.
You won the whole thing. You are the winner of the Ultimate Tailgate prize package.
Oh, man, that's great. Thank you.
You have won $6,000 worth of goodies from the Cart Doctor, Old Time Feed, of course, Bailey's TV, Fairhope Brewing Company, and the Carrot Patch. We're coming to your house to watch the game.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Did you think you were going to win?
Didn't know. I hope I could.
Congratulations, and yeah, we're going to get directions. We're all coming to watch football with you.
All right.
We appreciate you listening to FM Talk 106.5. We appreciate you going by our participating sponsors, and so very happy to say, Tommy English, you are the grand prize winner in the Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway.
Tailgate in style. The Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have had a busy start. They've got an accident involving a pedestrian struck at Grand Bay Wimmer Road South and Old Pass Cagoula. Also, have got a fender bender off of Government and Houston Street. They're trying to move a broke-down vehicle off Nevius Road and Waverly Road, so already busy with Mobile Police Department. Thanksgiving at the Battle House Hotel. No cooking required for you. Enjoy a Thanksgiving buffet in the Majestic Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 2:30. For reservations, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106. 5 traffic.
All right, 621 FM Talk 106.5, and it's Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. The latest news, weather, traffic, we've got it for you throughout the morning. Also, your chance to talk back at the news at 343-0106. Speaking of news, let's get headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday to you. Two people now behind bars for their believed connection in a recent shooting at a local car wash on Three Notch Road. Mobile police arrested 23-year-old Tiffany Deanna Hodge and 26-year-old Stephen Anthony Bush. Shooting happened at the Splash and Dash car wash back on Wednesday, November the 14th. The victim told officers that he was approached by a woman that he did not know when another man started shooting. The suspects were later identified as Hodge and Bush. Both were arrested last Sunday, November the 18th. Police say the car that the victim was driving had been reported stolen. More details are expected to be released in this investigation in the coming days. Well, you know, you heard it here first. On Monday's edition of Mobile Mornings, we were first to tell you about Cliff Sims coming out with a new book. But did you know that he received a whopping $1 million advance for his 140,000-word book called Team of Vipers, My 500 Extraordinary Days in the Trump White House? Not only did we tell you about the book yesterday, but we have solidified Sims as a future guest on this show, on our noon show, on every other show. I'm just kidding. We've solidified him as a guest. Great job, sir.
I reminded him where he came from.
And that's right.
I put the guilt on him.
Sometimes
yesterday.
Sometimes you got to do what you
got to
do.
Hey, man, if I just put the screws to him, he said, okay, fine.
Did you say don't get too big for your britches?
I told him that when he left for Washington, so I'm reminding him of it.
There you go. If you're not familiar, Sims, he is the founder of the Alabama-based conservative political blog, Yellowhammer News. He took a leave of absence back in 2016 to assist with Donald Trump's presidential campaign and was later named assistant to the president and assistant communications director for White House message strategy. As far as the book, it's now available for pre-order on Amazon. So it will be ready for, to pick up a hard copy in January. I love this. Listen to this quote from the book. After standing at Donald Trump's side on election night, Cliff Sims joined him in the West Wing as special assistant to the president and director of White House message strategy. He soon found himself pulled into the president's inner circle as a confidant, an errand boy, an advisor, a punching bag, and a friend, sometimes all in the same conversation. He witnessed firsthand the infighting and leaking, the anger and the joy and more. And he took notes, hundreds of pages of notes, in real time. So they're saying this is one of those books that is a real truthful description of what has happened. So that means the good, the bad, and the ugly. And if you're keeping a track, Sean Spicer has written a book. Omarosa Manigault Newman has written a book. And now, Cliff Sims. He's coming on our show telling us all about this book. I'm excited to hear from him. Hopefully, have you nailed down a date yet?
No, he said soon, and I pledged to talk to him during the weekend. Okay. So I think we're supposed to talk on Saturday before the football game, talk some trash, and hopefully we'll find out some more there. But he, you know, what I think will be good, and I'm just guessing here, have not seen the book. I asked yesterday for an advanced copy. We'll see where that gets me because he's, you know, I'm back here in Alabama. He's big time now. But get an advanced copy because Cliff, over time, even, you know, back when he was with Yellowhammer, I guess one of the reasons we got along is he annoyed all sides when we talk about state politics, because when there, you know, there was plenty to talk about with Democrats in the state of Alabama, but when Republicans would screw up, he would say it. He would say it. And so I think what you're going to get is a fair assessment. Of course, it's through his eyes.
Right.
And he became a big, big fan of the messaging of President Trump and where he's going. But he was not a never Trumper, but he was somebody who questioned Trump during the primaries. He and I questioning for the same reason. The conservative bona fides didn't seem to be there early on with Trump for a lot of us who look back at his history. Mm-hmm. Cliff was somebody that was openly challenging that and writing stuff that the president could have seen. But as Trump has shown, he brings people in sometimes that, I mean, think about some of the Nikki Haley.
Right.
Let's look at, you know, Ted Cruz, people he'll bring in under his wing that are people that were his, you would think at one point, enemy. So it's interesting. It'll be great to get Cliff's take on that.
Yeah, and I would be interested to know the roller coaster ride called a friendship, which many of us have with other people. Where is it now in present day? What's their standing? Yay or nay, would they sit together at Thanksgiving, or would one be at a different table?
Oh, yeah. I'm just guessing. We'll find out. I think they still sit together at Thanksgiving.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yep.
All righty. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 626 FM Talk 106.5. Hey, coming up, Quinn Hillier is going to join us. Speaking of questions about the president, Quinn Hillier joins us a little after 8 o'clock, so you can prepare your mean tweets ahead of time.
That's
Go ahead and get those. What you could do is halfway type them out.
At him.
Yeah, the first thing you should do is probably just text us. You can text them in and text or call the phone number. And you may not be calling or texting today, but sometime, probably over the next few weeks, maybe months, be something you want to say, something you want to interact with on the show. So go ahead in your contacts and put in 343-0106. If you're not from right here, 251-343-0106. Put that in your contacts under FM Talk 106.5 and have it ready to go. So you'll have that. All right. Also want to add this. Bay Minette Police Department selling adorable mini plush canine toys.
Yeah, I have it as one of my news headlines.
Yeah, awesome. Mm-hmm. Just in time for the holiday, stuffed animals 8 inches tall, made in the likeness of department's canine officer, Harco. Now, I don't want to start trouble here.
Well, you're already reading my news headline, so you're already on the bad side of the law this morning, sir.
Does Harco get anything for this?
Because
each one features a Bay Minette Police Department patch on the back of the police vest and a replica of the BMPD badge hanging from the collar. Department requests $20 donations for its canine fund. Okay, but does Harco, the dog, get... He is the likeness. He's a likeness. German Shepherd. Mm-hmm. He is the likeness that they use for this plush collectible doggy.
He's probably getting all types of treats.
It says the money's going to go to the overall canine fund, and that's good, but I think Harco, he's got to get an agent or something. To give
he could be the president of that fund.
It could be. Take a little wet his beak, or his muzzle, so to speak. All right. We'll be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The FBI is now involved in the investigation into a cruise ship death of a Baldwin County woman, the victim, 52-year-old Alma Rosa Tenorio of Spanish Fort. She and her husband were on a Princess cruise line to Aruba. Tenorio fell 14 stories from a deck onto a lifeboat. Witnesses reportedly saw Tenorio struggling with a man on the deck right before she fell. Officials in Aruba say Tenorio's husband is not considered a suspect. A preliminary hearing for 24-year-old Patrick Johnson set for today. Johnson is charged with the murder of Justin Mooney, a City of Mobile Public Works employee. Mooney was shot and killed in his mother's driveway on Raven Drive, October 20th. 18-year-old Miles Caples is also charged in that case. Caples will be in court today as well. A man is in the Okaloosa County Jail charged with the stabbing death of a teenager. Deputies say 22-year-old Kevin Ordonez Garcia killed the mother of his 16-month-old son Sunday night. It happened in Destin. 17-year-old Gabriela Espinel Linez died after being stabbed near her front door. The toddler was found unharmed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Do you need a golf cart? Do you want a golf cart? Then check out the Cart Doctor at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. They've got the brand new 2019 Yamaha and the Star Street Legal Carts. Do you have a golf cart that needs repair? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full-service mechanic. Plus, you can find all models of used carts or even rent a golf cart for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and, well, yes, golf. And Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver, too. They're the only full-service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Do you have something specific in mind? Cart Doctor will custom-build your cart just for you. So, for the new 2019 Yamaha golf cart or Star Street Legal carts, repairs, service, used carts, and even rentals, see the Cart Doctor, 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
The holiday season is fast approaching, and there are ways to savor the season without packing on the extra weight this year. For starters, indulge, but only in moderation, and try to maintain exercise and sleeping habits during the hectic holiday season to ensure they continue into the new year. For tips to keep you and your family healthy during the holidays, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/nutrition. That's alabamapublichealth.gov/nutrition.
The Trump administration cannot carry out the president's order to refuse asylum to immigrants crossing illegally into the U.S. That's the ruling of a federal judge after hearing arguments saying U.S. law clearly allows someone to seek asylum regardless of how they enter the country. The official death toll in Northern California's massive wildfire continues to climb. Correspondent Paul Verkamen is in what's left of the town of Paradise.
This morning, we now know that 79 people have died. The remains identified in the campfire. They found another body in a structure in Paradise. They also found one outside.
The list of those unaccounted for dropped around 300 names the last 24 hours, now at about 700. Japanese prosecutors are holding Nissan Motor Company chairman Carlos Ghosn as they consider whether or not to charge him with financial misconduct. Wall Street stock futures on a steep slide this morning, and the L.A. Rams beat the Kansas City Chiefs 54-51 in Monday Night Football. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Koshenko with Your Money Now. Looks like the sell-off may continue this morning with futures pointing to a lower open. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials plunged 396 while the Nasdaq skidded 219. Downbeat forecasts from former market leaders such as Apple and Facebook have raised questions over whether the past year's gains can be justified. Investors are also worried about rising interest rates and a stronger dollar. Taylor Swift, the biggest free agent in music, has signed a long-term deal with the world's biggest record company, Vivendi Universal Music Group, in the process using her clout to try to score some points for other artists signed to the same label. Swift's new deal came with a stipulation. Proceeds from any sale of Universal stock holdings in Spotify are to be distributed to the label's artists at a better rate than paid out previously by the two majors. Pakistan and the International Monetary Fund are into their final round of talks over an $8 billion bailout package Islamabad seeks from the International Lending Agency. That's Your Money Now.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-682-9964. 800-682-9964.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Summerbee Senior Living lets you live an upscale independent lifestyle while offering help when you need it. Our assisted living professional associates provide the support you need, and nurses are available 24/7. Don't miss out on 2018 rates starting at $36.95 on select apartments for a limited time. Schedule your personal tour today to select the apartment of your choice before they sell out. Call 888-825-1670 or visit summerbeespark.com to learn more.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, rainy start here on our Tuesday is, how long does this hang on?
Well, we've got some showers moving through, but they're just light showers right now. And things are going to improve this afternoon. We should have sunshine through the afternoon hours, but clouds this morning. I don't expect much in the way of rain, as I mentioned, just light rain. But temperature today, well, below normal, about 65 for this afternoon. Basically, what's happening now, we've had a weak weather front that's moving through, a cold front, and the temperatures are going to be in the mid-60s today. Now, tonight, we'll feel the effects of the cold front. It'll be mostly clear. We will cool into the upper 30s tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow should be a beautiful day, but on the cool side, sunny and only 62 tomorrow. Now, looking ahead to Thanksgiving Day, right now looking good. Mostly sunny and 62 degrees, which is almost 10 degrees below normal. So it should be a lot of sunshine and cool temperatures for Thanksgiving. After that, things fall apart on Friday. A storm system will be developing off the Texas coast Thursday night, and it'll move along the Gulf Coast on Friday. So Friday, there's a pretty good chance for rain with temperatures in the upper 60s. The rain continues Friday night and then moves out for the weekend, so that Saturday will be partly cloudy and a high of 72. And then Sunday, again, in the low 70s with a chance of a few showers developing in the afternoon. So most of the weekend looks pretty good.
Okay, so how about for up in Tuscaloosa? Still looking good for Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it looks good for Saturday. They should see temperatures in the 60s and at least partly cloudy. So not bad for the game.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast 24/7. Of course, he's had his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 6:36, we're coming right back.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Pedestrian was struck off Grand Bay Wilmer Road in Old Pascagoula. That accident's now been moved down the roadway. Mobile Police Department are clear. Steady ride down northbound 65 from Pritchard up towards Saraland, and no delays across the Bayway or the Causeway now. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with Toyota Care, no-cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Hey, are you driving up for the big game this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by King's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingen's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs, will treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
All right, 638 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad you're here as we approach the day after Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Thoughts turn to getting your Christmas shopping done. Let me help you out. You could do this. You could do this right now. You could do this before you even get to work this morning, and you could get a gift that that man on your list is really going to love, and that is Shaving with Harry's. You know, it's really hard to find that great gift, something special, something practical, thoughtful, all at the same time. You don't want to give another pair of socks or a tie to dad or your husband or, you know, that person on your list that's hard to buy for. How about getting them Harry's? Harry's makes long-lasting quality products at super reasonable prices. I've been shaving with Harry's for years, and I'm a big fan. And I'm also, I'm fiscally conservative. In other words, I pinch a penny. And the fact is, you can get your blades for $2 each versus $4 or more you're paying right now at the grocery store or at the pharmacy. Also, right now, Harry's has a way for you to give it as a gift with it already wrapped up and ready to go. Plus, you can personalize your gift. As a special offer for fans of the show, we partnered with Harry's to give you all $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets. And you get this when you go to harrys.com and enter our code MOBILE at checkout. Plus, you'll get free shipping. The offer is for new and returning customers and is only available for the holidays. Each Harry's shaving set comes with that ergonomic weighted handle that fits so well in your hand. And you have the option to have that engraved, too, as a gift. German-engineered five-blade cartridge that provides that close, comfortable shave. Foaming shave gel for the rich lather. Used it this morning. Travel cover to protect your blades. And a handsome holiday gift box. And if you're there and you want something for yourself, that's fine. You can redeem a Harry's trial offer experience. To experience the quality of the shave before you commit. Get your holiday shopping done early. Free shipping on this offer ends December 12th, so you need to act now. Go to harrys.com and enter our code MOBILE to get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. It's harrys.com. Make sure to use the code MOBILE. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. We are closer and closer to Thanksgiving. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yes,
I'm very excited. It's one of my favorite eating holidays.
It's one of my favorite holidays. It's one of my top two.
Yeah.
Top
and
two.
And thankful to know you and work with you. And for all of you who are listening, that's great. What are you bringing for the potluck? I'm just kidding. All right. You know, we have more information this morning into a fatal car crash that happened last week. Victim has been identified as 60-year-old Alan Ray Schlevy. According to Alabama State Troopers, he was injured back on November 9th when his vehicle went off the road on Quinby Drive and hit a utility pole. He was not wearing his seatbelt. He was taken to University Hospital and died 1 week later as a result of those injuries. On Sunday, November the 18th. A recall is in effect, and it may impact what you're cooking this week. Maybe, maybe not, but I do want to keep you in the know because this is involving nearly 100,000 pounds of ground beef, which may be contaminated with E. coli bacteria. Swift Beef Company. And at first when I read that, I'm like, Swiss Beats? Yeah, Swift Beef Company. That's mm-hmm. a singer. I just want to put that out there. Swift Beef Company, based out of Utah, announced the recall of more than 99,000 pounds of raw ground beef. They did that over this weekend. The beef was produced on October the 24th. The recall products include, so make sure you check your refrigerator, your deep freezer, even your freezer, for maybe bulk pallets of Swift ground beef 8119. That's 81% lean. You may have 8 to 10 pound plastic wrapped chubs of blue ribbon beef. That's what they're called. And there's product codes that I won't mention here because there's a lot of numbers, but I will tweet this out. But if this sounds familiar, this recall is coming just 24 hours after another recall of ground beef, which was produced by Majestic Meat Company back on November the 16th. That's where they saw 532 pounds of ground beef recalled. If you've purchased the affected products, you are encouraged to return them for a full refund as to where you purchased them. And then there's this. Love this as a parent. A Huntsville man is among the 32 American students chosen as Rhodes Scholars for 2019. James W. Brom of Huntsville, listen to his bio, is a senior at the United States Air Force Academy, where he majors in computer science and minors in Chinese, as well as...
Slacker.
Right. Wait. As well as nuclear weapons and strategy.
Wow.
A Truman Scholar. James does research at the intersection of cybersecurity and computer science. and has a computer science-related patent pending with the U.S. Patent Office. He commands the Wing Information Services team, which is responsible for ensuring IT support to more than 4,000 cadets. Throughout his undergraduate career, he has worked extensively in cybersecurity, including as an intern at the National Security Agency, where he engineered reusable software to support U.S. intelligence efforts. James is an Eagle Scout, and he enjoys free fall parachuting. At Oxford, James will pursue a degree in computer science. Congratulations to this young man. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Slacker.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Things are about to get more spirited in Baldwin County. Last night, the Spanish Fort City Council approved an ordinance for an entertainment district inside its new container park. So far, four venues have been approved to sell alcohol.
We didn't limit the size of the cups or things. So,
City Councilman J.R. Smith, the change will have to be approved by the state ABC board. The container park expected to open the first week of December. Authorities are looking for a person of interest in the beating death of a Fort Walton Beach woman. The victim is identified as 47-year-old Michelle Lemo. Her body was discovered by her roommate inside their trailer home on Union Street Sunday. Authorities want to question her boyfriend, 46-year-old Jared Skiles. They're also trying to locate Lemo's vehicle, a 2009 gray Honda Accord. Ford wants to get rid of that new car smell, at least in one part of the world. A senior director of J.D. Power tells the Detroit Free Press that some consumers in China don't like it. The car company filed a patent application for an odor removal process, which involves keeping the car in the sun to bake away the smell. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I feel the need for speed.
That's right. Blazing fast gigabit internet speeds from Harbor Communications. Are you a condominium owner here on the Gulf Coast that needs gigabit fast internet? Did you know fast internet is the number one requirement for today's rental guests? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, the only locally owned facility-based phone and internet company in the area. You call us, you get us. Fast, friendly, local service. Harbor Communications serves hundreds of multifamily properties throughout the Gulf Coast region for phone, internet, and high-definition TV. Harbor is excited now to be offering gigabit-class speeds to our multifamily properties, delivered by Harbor's own fiber network boasting synchronous up-and-down speeds. With the ever-increasing demand of internet, let Harbor upgrade your building to deliver gigabit-class internet experience your family and guests will rave about. Call us to learn more about our satisfaction guarantee with all new bulk service agreements, or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your day started with us here on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, two of the top teams in the league, the Los Angeles Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs, met in Los Angeles, and the game was an instant classic. The Rams ended up winning the offensive shootout 54-51 in a game that wound up being the highest scoring game in Monday Night Football history. The Chiefs are the first team in NFL history to score 50 or more points and lose the game. And the 105 combined points was the third highest total ever for an NFL game. Rams tight end and former South Alabama Jaguar Gerald Everett was the unlikely hero. Everett scored the Rams' final two touchdowns, with all three of his catches coming in the fourth quarter. Here's Everett's final touchdown, the game winner, with a minute 50 to play.
Goff on first down. Everett in stride! Wow! Touchdown Rams!
That was a 40-yard pass down the right sideline where Everett just flat-out beat his defender. Before last night, Everett had only 3 fourth-quarter catches in his first 26 career games. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes became the first player to throw 6 touchdown passes in a Monday night game. He threw for 478 yards, topping L.A.'s Jared Goff, who threw for 413. Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill topped all receivers with 215 yards. He also hauled in 2 touchdowns. He became the first Kansas City player with a 200-yard receiving game since 1990. The winning coach of the Rams, Sean McVay, said that it was one of the most competitive games that he's been a part of.
It was one of the most, you know, competitive games I've been a part of since I've been coaching in this league. You know, you talk about back and forth and a lot of points, but, you know, a lot of it was a representation. A couple defensive touchdowns for us. They had a defensive touchdown. So I thought it was really just a competitive game with a lot of high-caliber football in all 3 phases.
After last night, the Rams are now 10-1, and the Chiefs are 9-2. The Auburn basketball team is in Hawaii. I know, poor Auburn basketball team.
Yep.
In Hawaii for the Maui Invitational this week. Yesterday, the Tigers tipped off the tournament against Xavier. They won 88-79 in overtime. The backcourt came up huge for the 8th-ranked Tigers, with Bryce Brown putting up 26 points and Jared Harper adding 25. But tonight, Auburn will have their biggest test of this young season when they face the first-ranked Duke Blue Devils. Duke smashed San Diego State 90-64 in their first-round game in Maui. R.J. Barrett led Duke with 20 points. Cam Reddish added 16, and Zion Williamson scored 13 with 6 rebounds. The number 8-ranked Tigers and number 1-ranked Blue Devils tip off tonight at 7 p.m. Game will air on ESPN. On the other side of the tournament bracket in Maui, Arizona beat Iowa State 71-66, and number 3-ranked Gonzaga beat Illinois 84-78. Arizona and Gonzaga will play tonight after the Auburn-Duke game. The South Alabama Jaguars basketball team hosted Southeast Missouri State last night, and the Jags came away with the win 79-58. Roderick Sykes led the team with 30 points and knocked down 6 three-pointers. The Jags have a big one on Friday night, though, when they head to Texas A&M to take on the Aggies. 10 minutes till 7 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Don't forget, Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
I'll tell you what, too, with all that work being done on Florida Street, it's great to see so many people are making a point to go to Butch Cassidy's, even though the road work is making it inconvenient. It's not their fault that Roy and the gang are having to deal with all that work going on Florida Street, so people are navigating the road work and going in there to eat, and it's great to see those pictures on social media.
Did you see that post where he's encouraging people to shop at Penelope's Closet, which is right across the street, that money going back into the domestic violence shelter?
Yeah, and on Sunday morning, Sippin' Chew with Mike and Stu, all the chefs in the building gave their props to Roy there at Butch Cassidy's and said he is going through a tough time there with the road work going on, but like you said, so many people still showing up.
Think about that, Jerry. Whatever you do, you're a butcher, baker, candlestick maker, and you're doing your job and doing a great job, but they make it very hard for your customers to get in. What I like about this city is people are saying, to heck with that. We're going to we'll go around that barricade. We'll go in there and grab one of those great Butch burgers.
I say once all the construction's done, we have a massive party there.
Okay.
Arm we just twisted. Invited ourselves.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. All
right, Dalton's paying.
652. Big bucks over here.
You know why? You know what he's not wearing today?
He's not wearing a vest. We'll talk about vest coming up in just a little bit. Be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. A clear state troopers not working any accidents. County officers got one at 158 just west of I-65, but it's off to the side of the road. Steady ride so far from Airport Dolphin to Moffitt and 65, and still a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Advanced Dental Cover next to Walmart in Fairhope, now offering same-day all-porcelain crowns with excellent quality that's warranted for 5 years. Advanced Dental Cover open Friday and Saturdays, even offering sedation dentistry. Call 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for a few showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Will's Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 1065.
At 6:54, FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Top 10 things we do before our Thanksgiving guests arrive or Christmas guests arrive. I'll give you that list. See if you have done those. That's coming up in just a second. Now we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Question for you. Have you ever stayed in an Airbnb, especially recently?
Not recently, but yeah, I've definitely stayed at one.
Dalton?
Not Airbnb, VRBO.
Yeah,
Very similar.
I guess you're right. Okay. VRBO. I was VRBO, not Airbnb.
Well, let me tell you why this story makes for a winning story for Alabama and Auburn. Okay. Residents in Tuscaloosa and Lee counties earned more than $1 million through Airbnb related to college football games this fall. And as for this upcoming weekend, Airbnb is projecting that Tuscaloosa area residents will earn about $130,000 through 560 guests for the annual clash of the Crimson Tide with Auburn University. So this season, hosting during Alabama game weekends, that earned Tuscaloosa County and their hosts about $618,000 thanks to 3,200 guests. And for the Auburn season, Lee County hosts, they earned about $440,000 through 2,700 guests. Airbnb, they tallied their largest influx of guests for the two counties this year for the weekend of October 13th. That was when Alabama hosted Mizzou, and Auburn hosted Tennessee, Dalton's team. Airbnb has individual tax agreements with Tuscaloosa, Auburn, and Opelika to collect lodging taxes. Here is the question of the day. Are you team peas or team carrots? Those are the turkeys from South Dakota headed to the White House for the ceremonial Thanksgiving pardon. So that's happening today. The turkeys are named peas and carrots, and you can vote for which one you think should be the official White House turkey. Just hop on Twitter. Voting ends this morning. As for peas, I'm not sure if peas is a young man or a young woman, but they were born June 28th, weighing about 39 pounds, according to the White
House. Born weighing 39 pounds.
Weighs 39 pounds now.
Okay.
Born on June 28th.
Poor mama turkey.
According to the White House bio, which says he's a he, he likes Brad Paisley music, popcorn, and ice fishing. His favorite pastime is watching airplanes, and his life's goal is learning to fly. Carrots is the heavier of the two birds, so the huskier of the two, weighing in at 41 pounds.
Ooh.
He's a fan of Elvis, Eminem's yoga, and snow skiing. His life's ambition is to meet the Virginia Tech Hokie Bird, which is, you guessed it, a turkey. President Trump is set to pardon the turkeys, saving them from the Thanksgiving dinner table at the Rose Garden ceremony today. The birds will then go to Gobbler's Rest, a facility at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia. U.S. presidents have been gifted turkeys since the 1850s, with the birds serving as symbols of good cheer and patriotism. All right, Team Peas or Team Carrots, get your votes on. Gobble, gobble. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
To great Alabama. After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.